My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Belinda professes that the guy that claimed to love her on her Facebook page, Wagner, meant nothing to her. Davin then questions Belinda if the poems she's been writing him are hers. Davin also goes back and questions Belinda if everything she has told him as Agnes was true. Davin also questions Belinda's sincerity as well and tells her to come clean on the Julie Love photos. And could trouble be possibly in store for Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
I go, the guy Wagner was in love with you. He never knew you, though, did he? You just played him, didn't you? And you could not even tell me this when you were supposedly being honest with me. She goes, we'll do everything you told me. I promise he is nothing to me. I go, I do not care what he was. I do care that you played him. I do care that I am not the first sucker. I do care that even during your moment of clarity, you continued to lie to me.
Because there's all sorts of Wagners out there. Every one of us is a Wagner, and you're lying.
This is for every Wagner out there.
This is for every Wagner out there.
I'm Wagnering my finger at you.
Every Wagner who put their soul out. Every Wagner who laid their money out. Every Wagner that trusted you. This is for them.
Yes, Joe. Yeah, I could have said it better. Joe's pleased with himself. Joe's contributed in a positive manner.
See what happens when I have my laptop?
I wish everybody else didn't have their laptop.
I actually participate.
Oh, God, I know.
Yes, that's why I didn't bring the laptop.
Shut up.
She goes, those poems you wrote to me, where'd they come from? I'm giving you one chance on this, Belinda. If you're honest, I will continue. If you're not, I don't know what the fuck I wrote.
You're getting as bad as her. Okay. I will obviously correct.
Oh, no, I go,
damn it, I mean it.
I go. She goes, I have started telling you the truth. I go, where'd the poems come from, Belinda? She goes, to tell you the truth,
Dick I'm Eldorado.
Yeah, for sure. Tell you the truth, I'm good at poems and wrote them myself. Now, these people
really,
always cut and paste, and we found a couple. I go, is that your final answer? I got a Regis on her.
Oh, good.
She goes, that's the truth. We'll write you some if you want, hon. I go, okay, write me one of your poems right now.
Oh, God.
She goes, give me a topic to write. I go, heartbreak. I go, Agnes, telling me the truth. This is Agnes telling me the truth. Oh, well, I never lived in the orphanage. I live in an apartment. I don't know what the hell I wrote, but I wrote to her, I go, Agnes telling me the truth. Because remember, Agnes has come clean to me before.
Yes. Right
when she was Agnes, but it was really clean as it turns
right.
out.
Right.
Agnes telling me the truth.
I like this woman that comes clean to you 8 different times.
She's a filthy woman.
Jesus Christ.
She goes,
I think I'll need to come clean once.
I go,
you know?
Well, I never lived in the orphanage. I live in an apartment near the orphanage that I rented and stay with Michael. And the orphanage pays for half, and I also pay for the other half. Now, that's the truth. I quoted her on some of the shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
I quoted
on,
her.
She's like she's on 60 Minutes. Well, we have this here saying that you were in the orphanage.
No, you know what it's like to argue with me. So this is her poem. Heartbreaks are like car breaks. They are inevitable. They fly through our lives like flies. Is this one of yours?
No, mine makes sense. Mine makes sense. Car what?
Heartbreaks
read
are
that.
Like car breaks?
She's rhyming.
Okay.
Not very well. Well, not making sense.
Well, I mean, her term of good is like Pip's term of funny.
Oh, God.
Not so much.
Oh, man, you know.
Heartbreak is like
Can I finish the... Yeah, oh, they fly through our lives like flies with nowhere to perch. We would have to be strong and hold on to the breaks. Heartbreaks come with love, conquers what heartbreaks can bring along in due time. Now, I Googled that.
Yes.
And surprisingly enough, that was nowhere on the internet.
Who would think of that shit up? Not even me. I couldn't write stink that bad.
Well,
oh yes, you could.
Don't sell yourself short, Joe. I go put the message on your Facebook page now. Come clean.
Breaks.
I go. Julie Love is a model. This picture you sent me looks like a model. Because remember, I told you the one in the wedding. She looked very elegant.
Yes.
Sometimes we get a problem. We have to be resurfaced.
I go. I go. The poem is nice. The picture is beautiful. The soul of what I am dealing with, I am unsure.
Oh,
I'm very good at this.
Yeah,
I write very hurtful things. Good thing I don't turn this on you. Cut you to the core. She goes, that'd be a compliment because I'm not a model. I go, just make it happen. Like I said to Joe and Pip, just make it happen.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
I go, if that site goes down and you do not have the message up, then I know you are not sincere. My life is in shambles. Maybe I have served a purpose if no more lives get ruined. Maybe you can be better if you finally stop the problem instead of perpetuating it. She goes, I promise I will tomorrow. I go, right now the word promise means little from you. Tomorrow maybe it will mean a little more. I go, you told me you modeled. I am taking it. That was just another story about the girl in the picture. Do you know what the hell? Do you know what hell Ghanaians have put her through? Do you care?
What hell Ghanaians? It sounds like a word.
I care, and I also like modeling, but that's just a hobby. I go, the FBI.
So is this.
I go, I go, the FBI is actively searching Facebook. Julia Love has an attorney working on this. This is true. All these sites that use pictures without her permission, they're going down. They'll be persecuted. I can't protect you if you get caught in it. It's going to be big. Bigs, I tell you. And it's going to be ugly.
Bigs, I
tell you. Save yourself while you can, girl. Save yourself. Come clean.
She goes, I will stop using her. I go, tell your friend Joyce as well. Tell the Ghanaians in the cafe that sit next to you luring men to get their money that that time is running out. When you play with your fire, you're going to get burned.
Oh, I can just see her getting up in the middle. Attention. Attention.
What is it?
I just got something.
What is it? What are they, Eastern European Ghanaians?
I just got something from the States here from Stupid. It looks like the jig is up.
Stupid says.
Even Stupid knows, so we're all in trouble.
She goes, I'm sorry for using her picture. I go, okay, hon. I don't know if others use her pictures, though. I do. I go, number one picture for romance scampers in your country, hon. I'm a lot wiser than I used to be. Lenny? If you are Belinda, keep talking with me. If you are not, then you are messing with the wrong motherfucker.
Oh, wow. That's pretty sharp words for somebody that, you know.
I go, Ghana is not far from the Benin Republic. Now, remember, I work in the porn industry. The writer, you know, the porn company I work for got fucked with people.
So, no pun intended.
Yes.
The porn industry.
No pun intended.
some Africans messed with them.
Yes.
So then remember, they did something horrible in the Benin Republic. There was a murder.
Oh,
they
that's
killed,
right.
They killed some people. Mm. The people I work for have killed people for screwing with them.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't screw with the people that film screwing.
That's right. That was a long time ago that fake Davin said that.
Yes. It all comes back. I go, Ghana's not far from the Benin Republic. All I have to do is tell my company that one of their best writers was made to look like an asshole on their dime.
You fluffer. Grab that gun. Here's some flight tickets.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.